You're listening to Paul Harris.
It was absolutely categorised under pointless. It was juvenile, tuneless, mediocre and horrible.
News Talk 1120, KMOX.
The new style is urban Amish. My name is Troy Benham. I am 24 years old and I live in Sirona, Wisconsin. I have never seen American Idol before because I do not have a broadcast television hooked up in my home. I do not know any of the judges. Therefore, I have no reason to have high hopes.
So you'll walk in, you'll feel the room, and you'll react. You don't have a plan right now?
No, precisely, no.
No plan?
No.
Just go with the flow?
Correct.
Spontaneity?
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a risk.
I understand that. Here we go. You're asking for it now.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You can be mean to me, mean as you want to be. Just say anything that you like. You can be nasty and catty and cruel and unusual. Twist my nose with your fingers, trip me as I carry liquids. But as you pin me down, my arms down on the ground, and your spit drips into my face. Deep in the back of your mind, remember at some point you'll have to fall asleep. This catalog I found sells roaches by the pound.
Troy. What the hell was that? I don't understand why you've entered this competition, Troy. I'm puzzled.
Have you ever seen American Idol?
No, I've never seen American
Idol. Wow, the guy shows up, never seen the show, heard it's a talent show. Let me go right down. I don't know what they have on there, but I'm great. I'm going to go down.
I didn't say I was great. I didn't say I was the best, and I certainly didn't say that I was the next American Idol.
And he was absolutely right. Troy Benham on the season premiere of American Idol last night. Now, what was interesting to me as I was watching that last night, and this was like 10 minutes into the show, is that it was obvious that Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson didn't know this song that Troy Benham was singing. But I recognize it instantly because it has been performed right here on this show by Haywood Banks, the man who wrote the song and has been a guest on this show for I don't know how long, years and years and years. So I called Haywood today and I said, hey, you were on American Idol. He says, I know, the phone keeps ringing and people keep telling me I was on American Idol. And here he is on KMOX again. Hi, Haywood.
You know, I don't have a broadcast TV at home. And I've never seen the show myself. But those people sounded awfully rude and really have bad taste when it comes to music, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what kind of show this is, but they obviously don't know talent.
Right, right. How does this happen that your song gets on there? Do you get paid?
Well, evidently that guy came in an audition and they liked hating him so much that they found out it was a Haywood Banks song. They contacted me, and I said, sure, if you want to play it. But I didn't know when they were going to play it, and since I don't have a broadcast TV in my house.
Yeah, right.
And, well, I have a wood-fired TV. And I was out chopping wood, and not in time, though, for the broadcast.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't see it, and all of a sudden my phone starts ringing, because I didn't know when they were going to play it or, you know, if they were going to play.
When did they contact you about this?
It was a couple months ago.
So you knew that somebody had gone in and auditioned and had performed one of your songs. Did they tell you which song it was?
Yeah, they told me it was You Can Be Mean to Me.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's really all I knew. But, I had no idea that they were going to, you know, they never called me back and say, hey, we're going to do it on this date or anything.
Do they legally have to get your permission before they can use the song on the show?
Yeah, it's my song, and it's, you know, copywritten, and, you know, it's hard to believe you can get a copyright on something like that. But,
but you can.
You know, really, the copyright office is fairly indiscriminate. So it really, you know, they don't care.
Yeah.
Have you been in touch with the boy who sang the song at all?
No, I have no idea. I've never met him. You know, there are so many kids that are doing my songs in talent contests and, you know, winning the talent contest. You know, I mean, if some of these little creeps would just give me $5 a piece, I could retire. You know, but no, they're just like stealing my songs. They're doing them in marching bands. They're winning their fifth grade talent contest with Toast. I can't, you know.
Oh, my favorite. My favorite. I love toast.
But maybe the good side to this is at least maybe this kid, Troy Benham, went to comedyhome.com and ordered one of your CDs.
No, I heard that he just, like, heard it at camp or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he didn't even know it was a Haywood Banks song.
No, it was plagiarism camp he was going to.
Plagiarism camp. 6 weeks long in Poconos.
You know, they have fat camp. They have all kinds of camp.
Yeah.
It happened to be plagiarism camp.
Uh-huh.
And that he was going to, that his family sent him to.
Haywood, hang on just a second. I got to do traffic and weather together. Then we'll come back and talk some more with Haywood Banks here on KMOX.
You can be mean to me, mean as you want to be. Just say anything that you like. You can be nasty and catty and cruel and unusual. Twist my nose with your fingers. Trip me while I carry liquids. But as you pin me down, my arms down on the ground, as your spit drips into my face. Deep in the back of your mind, remember at some point you'll have to fall asleep.
Yeah.
And when you fall asleep, into your room I'll creep. Did something move in the dark neath your bed? And then a voice you hear, calling out loud and clear. A voice that is your own, a voice that's saying, ah! There are things that one can do with Bengay, Nair, and super glue. A package of indelible dye. Why would a guy such as I ever buy indelible dye? Blue as the sky. Don't ask me why. This catalog I found sells roaches by the pound. Millipedes, centipedes too. They say the meek shall inherit because they stay up late and change the will. And when you fall asleep, into your room I'll creep. Did something move in the dark neath your bed? And then a voice you hear, it's calling loud and clear. A voice that is your own, a voice that's saying, ah!
There's Haywood Banks with the version of You Can Be Mean to Me that appears on his new CD called Big Butter.
Big Butter.
It's a terrific CD with all sorts of new stuff on it. But before we talk about the CD, I do have to ask you,
all right,
how much does American Idol owe you for allowing that song to be on the show?
I think it's like $1,500 or something like that.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not fantastic, but it's not bad.
Now what we have to work out is a Haywood Banks theme week where you get to be the one who goes and mentors the kids, and then they all have to go out and sing one of your songs.
I should do that. Just feed, you know, the people in American Idol that are doing my song.
One kid doing Toast, one kid doing 18 Wheels on a Big Rig, another one doing the Pancreas song.
Send in there.
I love the idea. Now, before I let you go,
a Haywood army going in there. That would be fantastic.
That would be great. People
totally derail a show.
People here in St. Louis who haven't gotten the CD Big Butter may not have seen the cover, which has a picture of a Big Butter Jesus. That's the title song on the CD.
It's a statue of in just north of Cincinnati on I-75. Right next to the expressway, there's this enormous statue that is just from, you just see him from the chest up. He's got his arms up in the air and his head back, and it's kind of a pale yellow color, and it looks like it's attacking the expressway. And your initial reaction to the thing, because it's so massive, it's 60 feet tall, and it's like coming at you, and your initial reaction and who it is the same word, you know, so you're just kind of driving along.
Yeah.
And so I wrote this song, and back on YouTube, there's a little video there of me singing the song. You can see how handsome I am.
Uh-huh.
And hear the song.
Cool. It's
sweeping the country.
Well, I expect in one of the upcoming audition nights of American Idol to see somebody singing Big Butter.
I think they should be singing it.
I think so, too. I will put a link to it on harrisonline.com, as well as a link to comedyhome.com, which is Haywood's website, where he sells not only his CDs, but all sorts of other comedians' CDs. And when are you coming back through to St. Louis? Do you have a gig schedule?
I'm going to be back in a couple months. I don't have the date in front of me, which I should have looked up in the 2 hours that you originally called me.
Well,
one would think.
Well, when you're here, you know, you're always welcome. But I do have to warn you, Randy Jackson did listen to that version that we just played and said it was a little pitchy, dog.
Yeah, well, it's always a little pitchy.
So work on that, and I'll see you in a couple of months.
What a guy.
Haywood Banks here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.